Hey, personal yogis, Carolina Herrera Flores coming to you guys live today on our best personal yoga podcast. And I wanted to share with you something really exciting. Please listen, stay. We have had an awesome interview, and I hope you enjoy it. Namaste, y'all.
It's a really.
I'm Capriana, and I'm an interviewer here at WMAP Radio. You can tune in weekdays from 2 to 5 to catch me and some of the incredible guests that join us on our show. From doctors to authors, life coaches, actors to entrepreneurs, you can hear their stories here every day. Tune into our Long Island station, 103.9 FM weeknights from 7 to 8 in Orlando, Florida, 94.1 The Bud, and 24/7 at WMAPradio.com, where we bring you the world's most amazing people. Make us part of your day.
All right, what's going on, WMAP Radio? It's Capriana. So I have award-winning yoga instructor and author, Carolina Herrera Flores, and she's here to talk about her new book that was just recently released on Amazon. So Carolina, how are you?
Hi, Capriana. Good. How are you?
I am doing really good. Thank you for coming on WMAP Radio today.
Thank you for the invitation. It's an honor to be here.
Of course. So give us a little background about yourself and what you do.
Sure. So I am originally from South America, Colombia. Mm-hmm. I'm a registered nurse by background. So I recently started launching this project, this book, this passion of mine, which is personal yoga. And basically what we do with personal yoga is we take 10 minutes of our own time and make it be fantabulous. So the best thing that you will do your entire day is your 10 minutes of personal yoga. Mm-hmm. So this is basically for someone that is a very busy caregiver. So for example, you're a nurse or you are like a caretaker, or someone that's really, really busy, like a yoga, like a busy professional, and you've been to yoga classes. But, you know, life has taken on a different shape or form, and sometimes making it to a whole yoga class, it's really hard.
Of course.
So, yeah. So what I teach you is to really use tools that I've learned over the past years and years to help you incorporate this magical moment into your day and actually see results, see mm-hmm. that you're improving some stress and that you're learning to deep dive into some aspects of your health mm-hmm. that will, you know, make your day be a little bit less stressful and more rewarding, and so that you can improve that connection with the world around you so that you can learn to manage your time and your breath, basically, because breathing is one of those things that we do mm-hmm. all the time, right? But we never stop and say, oh, I'm going to breathe just for fun. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't happen, right? So it's one of those things that we have to train our brain to say, okay, I'm going to take this break, and then I'm going to do something active with my breath so that I can gain something back to my day. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's about that five-second rule to inhale and that five-second rule to exhale, which is called a pranayama in mm-hmm. yoga. So it's the breath of fire, or you may have heard it as the life source breath. It's a breath that definitely stops everything and oxygenates your blood mm-hmm. in a very conscious way, so that you have the capacity to start putting into action all of the concepts that I will review with you once we work together, mm-hmm. so that it starts to make more sense, and that it starts to happen more and more each time you practice. It can be hard, you know. Have you ever done yoga yourself?
I actually do it every day. So I have an Apple Watch, and the best part about the Apple Watch is there's a breathing app on it, and you press the breathing app and it takes about a minute out of your day and it vibrates. So if the actual watch vibrates for 5 seconds and you're supposed to breathe in, it stops vibrating. So then you hold your breath, and when it starts vibrating again, you release it. And you do that for a minute straight, or you can set it to 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. And I try to incorporate that every day. I'm very into yoga and meditation and all of that. And I can't stress it enough that a lot of people don't do that. And it's one of the biggest things that helps me collect myself during the day. You know, we work these 9-to-5 jobs, and a lot of people, they're just so on the go that they don't take enough time for themselves and collect their inner mind. So what you do is actually an incredible thing, because, you know, I do it every day too, so I understand the importance of it.
That's amazing. Yeah. So you can really relate to everything that I'm talking about and how
right.
it shows up for yourself and your health. And it really integrates, you know, what your day should be with your health in mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course it does. Very, very important. So my first book, Learn, Commit, Grow with Personal Yoga, was published September 8th on Amazon. I introduced myself with that book. So you'll get to learn a little bit more about who your personal yoga is, or who your personal yoga instructor is, teacher. Mm-hmm. And where she comes from and why, you know, personal yoga. Basically, I started with normal yoga. You know, I was busy, and I thought, you know, I also like to exercise a lot. So I do run, and I did triathlons, and I went around Puerto Rico on a bike for
wow.
like 365 days at miles. But I didn't really stop, you know, and so stopping never really was my thing. I was
mm-hmm.
always go. I'm always go. So stopping isn't really, or it wasn't easy for me. So with this book, I talk to you about the why I'm doing this. Basically, I injured my low back because of my go. And stopping being involved in yoga and learning about the community really gave me the tools
mm-hmm.
to move on to next phases in life, right? So
of course.
Fast forward to this year, I've published Wellness Core Secrets, which came out August 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And with this book, I really just dive into more secrets, right? What it all does to your body.
Mm-hmm.
I talk a little bit about the brain. I get us introduced to the brain, right? So my books are really meant to be read really fast,
mm-hmm.
and they're meant to be fun. So I don't necessarily want to keep you longer, because I want you to be out there practicing your 10 minutes and really making sure that you do whatever you do, you know, you are this really busy, amazing person, but you're not really suffering.
No.
So with those 10 minutes, you do get to realize you've got to stop, you've got to make some happy endings meet, and then get back out there and
mm-hmm.
keep doing what you do.
Of course. What was your mindset behind writing a book like this? So I understand you just released this book the beginning of August on Amazon, and you also have another book released. So what was your mindset behind writing this one that was just that just came out?
Yeah. So I don't want to leave you alone trying mm-hmm. to get your 10 minutes. I want to make sure that you have someone that you can account
mm-hmm.
for, that you can go to for quick readings and keep you motivated.
Right.
So I want you to make sure that when you are practicing your 10 minutes, you have an accountability partner. You can get my book. You can read it as many times as you want. And there will be many more coming, too. Because I use those 10 minutes to calm my brain, I come up with words and just kind of like wisdom comes to me, mm-hmm. and I just want to write it down, right?
Of course.
So I put all of this information together, and I share it with all of you personal yogis that want to continue this practice forever, mm-hmm. and make your time be like the bomb back home, you know?
Right.
Like,
of course.
Really, really fun. Because you know, you do important things. Maybe you're like a busy caretaker or a mother. And so many times, mm-hmm. I mean, so many times, we get caught up. We just, you know, just taking care of ourselves becomes the last thing, the last thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard. So I applaud everyone for doing yoga, for taking that time to breathe, for taking that time to meditate. And, yeah, just basically want to let everyone know that you've got a friend and that you can read about it anytime.
Definitely. And where would we be able to find this book? Do you have a website that we would be able to find you at?
Yeah, I do. So if you want to get started with me with my Wellness Core Secrets Glow With Your Flow class, you would go to www.wellnesscoresecrets.com. Or if you're simply looking to get more information on how to get started with personal yoga and make your time be like the best thing since sliced bread, mm-hmm. you can do that at www.bestpersonalyoga.com.
All right, and you heard her. So that's best personal, you said bestpersonalyoga.com?
That's right.
All right, you heard her. So one more time, that's bestpersonalyoga.com. Also, take a look at her book. It was just released on Amazon. What is the title of the new book again?
Wellness Core Secrets.
All right, and you heard her. Once again, we have Carolina Herrera Flores on the phone with us. She is the founder of Best Personal Yoga. So Carolina, it was really great having you on WMAP Radio today.
Thank you so much. You all have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. So we have a couple interviews still to come, so stay tuned here on WMAP Radio.
Just name's what I want. So how do we get here?
Thank you.